Morning, everyone.
Morning.
I feel like I need a stool stand here now. So today's devotion is Have a Good Day. So have a good day is a cliche we regularly use with little thought. It's a nice thing to say and hear. Obviously, wishing someone have a good day is better than the alternative, wishing them a bad day. There is no question that many who use the phrase have a good day speak it mechanically, as if it was a mere habit, without even thinking. I've been guilty of that. It's just something you say. As a quick side note, before we come down too hard on those such as myself who say things without thinking sometimes, perhaps we should pause and examine some of our prayers, especially the old familiar mealtime and bedtime prayers. Could it be at times these are spoken by us mechanically, out of habit, with little or no attention to our on our part? The Bible does warn us about this in Matthew 6:7, "But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathens do, for they think they shall be heard for their much speaking." Now back to have a good day. There is an interesting variation to this well-used phrase. It is, have a good day unless you've made other plans. Yeah, it sounds funny, but and not meant to be taken seriously. But we do at times actually keep ourselves from having a good day by having other plans. Yep, we can definitely have plans of our own that will result in a ruined day. What are some of the things that can ruin a perfectly good day? Well, you can decide to continue to hold a grudge, or have an unforgiving heart, or hold on to resentment. We can decide to load ourselves with worries and cares and fears. We can all go along, always expecting the worst to happen. Something I do often myself, so I'm not surprised when the worst things do happen. Thing is, then I put myself in the same camp as Job, who said in Job 3:5, "For the thing which I greatly feared has come upon me, and that which I was afraid of has come unto me." So what can we do to not spoil a good day? It is something that we examine ourselves. It is something important that we examine to our lives to see, and what's cluttering them up. Sorry, that's right. What's cluttering our lives? Starting with our attitudes. Are they sound, good, and positive? Are they attitudes that are pleasing to the Lord? Are they in accordance with the will of God? It is essential that we, in the strength of the Lord and not our own strength, strive to live each day closer with Him, walking with Him and talking to Him. It is critical that we join the psalmist in praying Psalm 51:10-13. "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me in thy spirit. Then I will teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee." Yep. Away with all these resentment, displeasures, anger, wrath, envy, greed, selfishness, bitterness, revenge, jealousy, and hate. Each day is a special gift from God, a miracle. Also, in Psalms 18:24, "This is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it." An important step on the path to maturity is learning to live from the inside out, rather than from the outside in. It's learning to be a thermostat rather than a thermometer. The difference between the two is that the first sets the environment, and the latter displays the conditions of the environment. So a thermometer has no influence, no control over anything. It's good for one thing and one thing only, just reporting. A thermometer reflects what it is. A thermostat determines what it is. So this is how Paul puts it in Philippians 4:4. "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice." Further down he says in Philippians 4:8, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things." So I think we should be a thermostat rather than a thermometer. Jesus has given us the pattern to not only have a good day, but have a great life. And in his name, and with his help, let's plan to make it a good day and a great life.